A PDF of additional material accompanies this program. Simon & Schuster Audio presents Ice Walker, A Polar Bear's Journey Through the Fragile Arctic by James Raffin. Read by Avon Shore with Steve Campbell. To Huxley, wherever you are.
A woman had a miscarriage and ran away from her family. As she ran, she came to a house. In the passage lay the skins of bears. She went in. The inhabitants turned out to be bears in human shape, but she stayed with them. The big bear caught seals for them. He pulled on his skin and went out, often remaining away for some time, but always eventually bringing something home. One day, the woman who had run away took a fancy to see her relations and wanted to go home. Then the mother bear spoke. "Do not talk about us when you get back to men," she said. She was afraid that her two young ones might be killed by men. So the woman went home, and a great desire came over her. And one day, as she sat caressing her husband, she whispered in his ear, "I have seen bears." Many sledges drove out, and when the mother bear saw them coming toward their house, she had great compassion on her young ones and bit them to death. She did not wish them to fall into the power of men. Then she rushed out to look for the woman who had deceived them. She broke into the house where the woman was and bit her to death. When she came out again, the dogs closed up a circle around her and rushed upon her. The bear defended herself. But suddenly, she and the dogs all became luminous and rose into the sky as stars. And those are what they call Kiluktusat, they who are like a flock of barking dogs after a bear. Since then, Inuit have been cautious about bears, for they hear what people say. Adapted from an Inuit story told by Greenlandic Inuk Isavak to explorer Knud Rasmussen in his book, The People of the Polar North, 1908.
Preface, An Arctic Home. Imagine you are in the International Space Station curving over northern North America. From the heavens, Hudson Bay looks like an enormous paw print on the torso of the continent, a massive beating heart drawing lifeblood from a vast network of lakes and rivers that drain nearly 1.5 million square miles of what is now the United States and Canada.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?